Howard Radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. For those of you that are not aware, it is Filipino American History Month during the month of October. And with that being said, our musical selections for this evening are from Filipino American artists. We will have some community announcements along with some news from the news desk. But in regards to community announcements, our first community announcement takes place on Saturday, October the 25th, from 6 p.m. to, I believe, 11 p.m., the 54th induction of officers of the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be taking place at the DoubleTree Hilton, Minneapolis Airport, which is located at 2020 American Boulevard East in Bloomington, Minnesota. The theme for the induction is Derby theme, and I believe that they mean of the Kentucky Derby ilk as opposed to that of roller derby. But if you're looking for more information in regards to that event, you can contact Tanette at 952-994-6011. In regards to our next community event that we have coming up, that will be taking place on November the 2nd, which is a Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and that is the annual Karen Daria that will be taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. And that is located at 1380 Frost Avenue, Maplewood, Minnesota. For more information in regards to that, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7032. In regards to our next community event that will be taking place in the month of November, that is the 73rd annual ball and election of the Phil Minnesotan Association, which theme for that weekend, or for that annual ball election, is Glamour in Disguise, Masquerada. And the festivities here begin at 6 p.m. with the cocktails and dinner at 7. This will be taking place at the Hilton, Minneapolis/Bloomington. This is off of France Avenue at 3900 American Boulevard West. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 612-405-4475. I believe that they are taking nominations for their set of officers. And I hope some of the chair people of the event, such as Eileen, Talatala Love, and Jen Shire, I hope they differ from other years in regards to the election process there at the FMA election. There are speeches that are given, and they're giving during dinner time, which to me thoroughly makes no sort of sense when they have a voting process that takes place before the dinner. I think that the FMA can take the time, let the candidates tell the voters out there, the people in attendance that are voting, what their platform is, what they're going to do for the association. Or you hope that these candidates are proactive and put their agenda for what they want to accomplish as officers of the FMA, especially the newer set of officers, not just relying on prior name recognition, because even no matter the organization, you can have the name and recognition of a parent that has done great work, but sometimes the offsprings don't quite live up to that standard or don't last as long as their parents or aunts and uncles. So I hope that we actually get to hear that these candidates actually talk about what their platform is as a candidate, whether it be there at the election, which I hope that they actually take the time. So Eileen, Jen, please let's have hear the speeches happen first and then begin the voting process so that everybody there has a clue of what these people stand for. At the very least, there's social media, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, there's YouTube. Put it out there what you're going to stand for running for these organizations. And I think it will go a long way at changing perceptions of what people have of the local community organizations. In regards to our final community announcement for this evening, this will take place on Saturday, November the 15th from 8:30 a.m. through 5:30 p.m. at the Philippine Center, Minnesota. This is the Consular Service Outreach. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Dodge at 651-260-1072. And this is a very important event when the Consular Service is able to come here to Minnesota, because this saves Minnesota residents the time and the money to either fly out to Chicago, Illinois to do some of the things that the services that are offered here during this visit of the Consulate General from Chicago. So if you're looking to do such things as dual citizenship and such, definitely get into contact with Dodge at 651-260-1072 and be able to secure your appointment at this event. But as we said earlier, we're going to feature some of the artists, Filipino-American artists, since it is Filipino-American History Month. And we're going to start out with one of the 1990 pioneers, that is none other than Jocelyn Enriquez, who garnered some fame on MTV, which after 44 years is going off the year air with such songs as Do You Miss Me and A Little Bit of Ecstasy. But this is a version of her song from the 90s entitled You Are the One.
You know I'm
Jocelyn Enriquez with her song, You Are the One. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities area. Also at kfai.org/programs/Filipino American National News. Our show is archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also find us via the Google Play and the Apple Store by searching the KFAI app, and you can find us also on both Facebook and Instagram. And on Facebook, you can find many of our interviews that were videotaped digitally. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from the Urban Milwaukee .com. For the first time in Wisconsin history, both the State Assembly and the State Senate passed a joint resolution proclaiming Filipino American History Month before Representative Tenorio, a Democrat from West Allis, leadership, such as a resolution, had never been introduced for consideration in the legislature. I'm honored to have the bipartisan effort to pass Senate Joint Resolution 92 to recognize the history, culture, and remarkable contribution of Filipino-Americans, said Representative Tenorio. As the first Filipino-American to serve in our state's legislature, this moment is deeply meaningful. I'm incredibly grateful to my colleagues for their support in making this historic resolution possible, especially the Senator Heselbein for championing it in the Senate. Democratic Senate Leader Diane Heselbein, a Democrat from Middleton, said, Filipino American History Month is an important recognition of the contributions of Filipino Americans have made to the United States and to Wisconsin, and a time to promote greater understanding of those contributions. I was pleased that Wisconsin had declared October Filipino American History Month, that we did so with bipartisan support. Representative Tenorio said, we cannot underestimate the powers of representation and recognition. When our stories are seen and celebrated, we strengthen the fabric of communities and inspire the next generation to lead. Representative Tenorio invites everyone to join him in celebrating Filipino American History Month on Wednesday, October 29th at noon at the Capitol Rotunda. This celebration will include guest speakers from Filipino American leaders, performances, and of course, delicious Filipino food. And speaking of state senates, looks like running for state senate number 46 is Lynette Dumalag, and she has also served in, I believe, St. Louis Park as she as a city council, planning commission, and both for nonprofit and business boards. And so hopefully we'll learn more information in regards to Lynette's run for state senate number 46. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. And it's a group known as Pinay that came out of Cal Berkeley. And for those of you that might not be aware of the origin stories of Pinay, one of their original members was an artist that we just played and who broke off on her own as an individual artist, Jocelyn Enriquez. But Pinay themselves gained their own fame and recognition as they were able to release two CDs, first as a quartet and then as a trio, and they reunited in the past. They were also here in Minnesota, I believe in 1999, which is about 26 years ago, as they were part of, I believe, the Women of Color Conference at the Minneapolis Convention Center. But this is their track, Next Time.
I'm
was Pinay with their song Next Time. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News, but we do have time for one more story from the news desk. And this actually comes from the Pioneer Press. The morning of the second annual Funniest Person St. Paul contest finals on September 2nd, Jethro Drogo was in the emergency room. He was having chest pains. He was concerned were signs of a heart attack, which fortunately was not the case. Also no fortunate, though perhaps less existentially so, was that he was discharged in time to make it to the Gamut Brewing in Lower Town for the competition, which he won, earning him the Funniest Person title and $1,000. Only in America can you win $1,000 and still end up in the red at the end of the day because of the hospital fees are so expensive. Drogo, an Egan-based Filipino comedian and software engineer, in an interview a few days later, people are like, you should treat us to a round of drinks. No, I'm still in debt, man. The contest finale was a culmination of a 10 Tuesday night preliminary round throughout the summer. Each week, a lineup of comedians had 5 minutes apiece at the mic, and audience members awarded points to each set via a QR code ballot. The night's winner earned one of 10 spots in the final round, where competitors had 7 minutes to once again win the vote of a sold-out audience. More than 100 comics entered the contest across the whole summer, said comedian Jess the Shrink, a stage name alluding to his real-life job as a therapist, who produces the summer contest and hosts the year-round weekly open mic at Gamut. Other finalists for this year's competition include Tim Flanagan, Alexis Dunn, Liam Haywood, Tapan Sharma, Jake Emmett, Shiloh Blake, Matthew Milligan, Alexa Konchik, and Dakota Fornes. Last year's winner, Sam Bonhouse, returned during a preliminary round seeking to defend his title, but only did not advance to the finals this year. My initial thought does not translate. When Drogo was growing up in the Philippines, he said, the format of American-style stand-up comedy did not exist there. Instead, he said, much of the live comedy entertainment consisted of vaudeville-style variety shows with singing, drag, dancing, skits, and insult crowd work. It wasn't until the early 2010s, in a small open mic scene developed in Manila, he said, and a small might be an understatement. At first, he was among only maybe 12 comics in the whole country. Open mics happened once a month, if that. Drogo moved to the Philippines moved to Minnesota in 2019 when his job transferred him here, and he started performing in local open mic in earnest in about 2022. Technically, yes, by that time he had some years of stand-up experience under his belt. It was not the case he had years of worth of material to deliver, he said. Filipino was and remains Drogo's primary language. Back in Manila, about 90% of his jokes were completely in Filipino, he said, and most of his remaining English material consisted of setup for jokes whose punchlines were delivered in Filipino with local references that would not land for American audiences. I still usually think about my jokes in Filipino, and I have to digest that and to convert it to the way that Americans will, one, understand, and two, find funny, he said. A lot of times my initial thoughts in Filipino does not translate to something I can do on stage and work. The content of Drogo's jokes is also different in the U.S. versus the Philippines because, well, his whole life is different in the Philippines, he said. Many of his jokes revolved around boilerplate experiences, he said, his marriage and his job. But he's carved out a more unique niche, and by estimation, a funnier one, too, by poking fun at immigration experiences, at his Filipino culture shock, at witnessing the American quirks as an outsider. Every joke I make as an immigrant, especially in the kind of climate, comes from a grain of truth I'm living, he said. One of the things I talk about during the prelims was being in line of immigration, seeking anxiety of other immigrants in line, and then looking at the other line for citizens, and then seeing them as the chillest people ever. It looked like the line at Dippin' Dots at the Minnesota Zoo. He doesn't say everything. He avoids wading too deeply into politics or social conflicts. Deportation, he says, is a genuine fear. In the Philippines, I'm just another Filipino, he said. I have nothing much to talk about than other comedians cannot. In the U.S., I'm an immigrant, and that's a story I want to tell on stage. But at this point, if they feel like taking my green card away, I'm back in the Philippines, and all my jokes are useless, among other issues. Earlier this year, an old friend Trogos from the Manila open mic scene, the Filipino stand-up comedian Gold Dagal, was murdered in Angeles City in the Philippines right before a show, likely due to a joke he made about a religious sect. I'm not saying that's where we're at in the U.S., but I think an emerging reality for comedians is that people are getting more and more emotional about what they hear, and you have to manage it better, Trogo said, or make sure that you're funny enough to get away with it. And that is it for our news for today here on the Filipino American National News. But for right now, we are going to play our final song of the evening, and it is from a group known as Kai, and this is their song entitled Something Inside of Me. Stay tuned for sound effects.
I just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio.
That's KFA.